يكون شوي بشوي نعرف يوزك how can it be شوي but it is no أواخر مش في أخير مش في أخير بشوي أنتو there is only أواخر of مش في أخير بشوي Hindus بشوي common not by شوي أنتو but in the dogma discussed it there are many Rishayim who say the ritual Shmuel, so he says it's not, and that is the Rambam Shita too, it's not that Shmuel's Bitu is Mufke of Mujim Be'achem. Shmuel's Bitu is not Mufke of Mujim Be'achem. But Shmuel's Bitu, if someone would say, Ruben would say to Shimon, Mashbiachu Ani Shantif. So it's not how, because there's no authority, there's no Kishut or Shimon. What authority was here on the Shimon? But the Shita's Rambam is, Rab Chaim explains a different way. But many explain the Shita's Rambam on that basis. The Rambam says that if Ruvein is Nishba, the Shimon Lehiyeh Mikonis Bershuse, so then it is Chaim. Rab Chaim explains it on the basis that the Shita's Rambam is like the washing tases in Shmuel's cases in Dolin, that by Shmuel can also be Isachetze, if he has it. But some explanations are Rambam on the basis of the Shittas HaRaybet. The ritual mentions, the ritual Shmuel mentions that the Shittas HaRaybet is that by Shmuel's Bitu there is also Mujim Be'achem. But we say that there is no Mujim Be'achem, so that means if someone would say, I'm not ashamed of your shoes, Mashbiachu Ani She'er Otech, or Mashbiachu Ani She'er Otech, or Mashbiachu Ani So in many ways, it's verbiage. Because how can he imagine somebody else? Because there's no authority, there's no issues over the other person. Mashayinke, if he's Mashbiya him, and don't show the shoes, say so the shoes are on the ways, then the shoes are So Mujbe, so Mujbe Mipi, Mujbe Mipi Acheri, so it's not that there is no Mujbe Acheri by Shoes Bidu. The Rambam Shita is the least, and the Rambam Shita is also like that. True, the Rambam Shita is that there is no Mushbe. There is no Mushbe mipi acherim by Shmuel's Bitu, even with Yom Shishus. That's the Rambam Shita. It's not like that. So the Pshat is because by Mushbe Shmuel's Bitu, there is no Mushbe mipi acherim. Because no one person has the shoes over the other person. There's no kiyakhi over the other person. So maybe, even if you take the shmuye in respect to something that is the shoes, since he has no kiyakhi, no the shoes over the person himself, he has the shoes over his heart. But he is Mashbiya, Ruben, he says to Shimon, Mashbiya Chani Shani Tukonos Bashusi. So he's Mashbiya the person, and the person is not within his Mishus. He has no Mishus, he has no Keyach Kfiye. Over Shimon, too, he has Mishus over his Chotzer. But he was Mashbiya Shimon. So that's the reason why the Rambam says that there is no Mishbiya Keyachiri. By Shmuel's Bitu, even if it is in connection with something that is within the jurisdiction of Ruben. Let's say, Ruben says to Shimon, Mashbiach HaAmishon Tikonis V'chatzir. But he's Mashbiach the person, and Ruben has no issues, he has no authority, has no Keach Kviye over Shimon. Mashayim Kim Melech, or Tzibor in its entirety. So there is Halochi of Keach Kviye in the Tzibor. The Gemara in Bogot Basra, the Rashi in Yir, Asi, Al Kitzoson. So they have Keach Kviye, and the Mordechai in Bogot Basra says that the Anshe in Yir bin Kimor ben Keach Upez Nagoro. So maybe that means the Tzibo has a Keach Kviye. The Tzibo, the whole Tzibo, or the Vema Tzibo, has a Keach Kviye. So maybe there can be a Mishben Be'afiru too. Even on the Ramban. And that's the Ramban Shite, Melech Upez Nagoro, who have a Keach Kviye. And reminded God is royal, so it's not only we can be Mashbiya, but he's in Chayim, But if it's not the man from Israel, if it's not Melech Beznagol, just the symbol, so we can be Mashiach in this Zechimah. So, what are you? The Mechaba says in Chassidus that if someone is, that if someone is either a Mishwe is Bitu, or is either a Chom Yatzibo, so it's possible to be Raisi. Which one the Raisi was in there? The one of the Sifu Mishkila Shoker. Because in regard to the Tzibo, or in regard to the Melech, so there is Mishkan Piyachim. Because Tzibo and Benzin, hate the Kiyachim. So maybe they can be Mashiach. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says in the Sanhedrin that the Italian has a Kiyach to be Kiyach, to be Makkah, to be Mafke the Moment, last is Yoh, to witness is Allah. So he says, Ulashbiyah, Ulashbiyah, he says, Baal Kochei, Shomulas. The Rambam says in the Sanhedrin. So we see from the Rambam that he died. It doesn't mean a dying can do it just at his whim. In other words, if he does it, lick the roots. And if he is a real dying, so then he can be Mashbiya Baal Kochei. Because in dying, that's a Keach Tzibo. Is the Tzibo who has the shoes over other people. A Keach Kli. A Keach Kli. So Melech, there can be Mishpat Be'achim too. So this is the Ramban Shite. So that's why the Chava says that if somebody is in the Ramzon Shite or a Chom Yatzibu, so he's possibly a Sibraise. Why? Because Chit Shachir Mishmue Vashpur Echeta. This is what the Pirke means. That's the Roshim of the Pirke of Ablazer. But, so when we say Chirem, so Chirem can be used in two senses. Chirem can be used in the sense that all is boi shmue, boi klore, boi nidu. So if somebody, let's say, we say it was mach, Rabbi Gershon was mach, anyone who would be migalish is dying about kochi. What does it mean he was migalish? He was mach. Or when we say Rabbi Gershon was mach, anyone who would marry two wives, what does it mean? So it could mean that he was misakin etakon, not to divorce, not to marry two wives. He was misakin etakon. And in addition, he pronounced a nidu, a chirem, upon the person who violated. Or it might mean, since chirem is a motion of all, or boy shue, boy klome, boy nidu. So really, when we say Rabbi Gershon was machir, anyone who believes in Shnei Noshim, it means that he was mashbia. He was mashbia. If the Kabbalah of Rabbi Gershon was to just to be misakin like Takone Satsi, to be misakin Takone, that no one should be allowed to marry two wives. But anyone who violates this Takone will be in Chayim. Will be in Chayim. Even though at first we are just not Chayim, but the Dayan has a Kiyach to be Machim, to put a person in a bar in Chayim and in Dayanis. If there is a good wish. Ordinarily, first we are the Dayan Bezin is Nadi, and then the second time, the third time is Machim. But Bezin has a Kiyach to pronounce in Chayim, the very opposite. So Rabbi Gershon, so Rabbi Gershon might have meant that Rabbi Gershon was just misakin etakon. 이것은 이 싹둥이 닭건의 나토리 이스신 것이 나토리 미달라고 하고 and anyone who is in the mistakone of the isisin yoshi or vidalwa koche should be mechay. So then it doesn't involve anything else. So then that way he was machin the person who was in the takone. And what kind of avil is there in being in the takone of the tzibu? I mean, what's the keach? Of Abiyashin of God Abor. So anyway, if he was misakin here, the keach, to be sake for the tzibo. And if the tzibo was become right, so then it's considered as if the whole tzibo was misake for the tzibo. So what is there with the Baal, if you buy it, the Baal, I'll finish the Asna. That's not the way it's not finish the Asna. That's not the way it's not finish the Asna. But we could say that since there is a halacha, the Pirkei Avot Ezra says, Milah Mitchachir, Mishmur, Vashmur, Chetan, So the tzibur has a keach to be mashbia every member of the tzibur, not to be meisish nevashi, not to be mitalish barakoch. Of course, it has to be nishim shamayim. It has to be. I mean, it's not. It doesn't mean that the tzibur for a material motive can be mashbia. But if it's done with yod and for a good reason, nishim shamayim. So then the tzibur has a keach to be mashbia. So then the shvi is chal. So then it's a disavarice. So it seems that Rabbi Gersh, apparently it seems like that. That Rabbi Gersh, because you see, there are many takones of Rabbi Gersh. But we do not, in regard to the other takones of Rabbi Gersh, we do not say chirim Rabbi Gersh. In regard to these, we emphasize chirim Rabbi Gersh. So it's mashma. I didn't see the text of the Rosh Hashanah. Ma'am Padre, has the wash, but I didn't see it. So it's mashma, it appears that Rabbi Gershon's kavone was really to be mashbia, to impose with the wash in the bowl, because he resorted to the wash in the bowl, and always boy shmue, boy grow the needle. So the name of the kavone of Rabbi Gershon was to impose a shmue, to be mashbia, everyone. Not to be nisish nimoshi, and not to be garish alcohol. But there is no halacha that Rabbi Yashin by himself is can be mashbiya alitzi. V'horaye, the svarim are not mitabel Rabbi Yashin's chilem, Rabbi Yashin's akoshe. So it's not even by me upon them. So, Rishim is saying, the Rashba says in Shure, that in Provinci it was in discussion, that was Provincia was in also of the Svarmi, but since he was not in Spashi, in that Mokhi, so maybe it's not binding upon them. So, in other words, the Tzibo has the Keach, but the Gol Ador, if he makes it a honey, and the Tzibo is in Kabel, so it's considered as if the Tzibo is. So, vis-a-vis the Mikhenis, who are Mikhenis, who are Mikhenis, so then it is a chomis atzibo. Vis-a-vis the mechemis, as in the Svardim, who are not in Kabbalah, chere Rabbi Gersh, it's not considered chomis atzibo. So it's not considered anything. So it's not even it a kone too. It's not even it a kone. It's not even it a kone. So this is what the Yehuda says, and that's probably the shite of the Ramor, because the Ramor in Sin Aleph Tatimation he says that it's only the Rabbanon, and in Sin Samach Mor he equates every husband today, since there is a Chirah Miyashi with Manas Tapsuro. So the Bishmur asks, what kind of an equation is there? By Manas Tapsuro, it's a lot of Raise, but here it's very noisy Raise. So the Ramor holds that Chirah Miyashi's Kabbalah was to impose Ishmur upon him. But Rabbi Gershon cannot be mashbia, the tzibo can be mashbia. So in those became they see the tzibo was mikabel, so then it is, so is the tzibo was mikabel, so then it's considered from the tzibo, like a shui imposed by the tzibo, or kind of remember the tzibo. But if the tzibo was not mikabel, so it's not chomer tzibo. Now, Esfar is the chiyuv and bishul is shlishi is concerned. So the Amin came when the Chabad says it was not mishpash, even in the very outset not mishpash. Esfar is the chiyuv of shalom gash shabal kocho is mishpash the whole case, but only among the Ashkenaz, not among the Sfar. So mainly the Hamoshit is the Hamoshit is. This is the machloket between the Rambam and the Rishmuel. In respect to the Chilim Shel Nisus Nivashim, so everybody agrees that it doesn't involve the Israelites. Because even when the Anshei Ashkenaz, they only became the Israel, it's not this fashion. So maybe it cannot be a din of Chobi HaTzibur. Which Tzibur has a keach to be mashpia the whole Tzibur, only the whole Tzibur? But the Chilim Shel Nisus Nivashim, it was not even his fashion than only the Ashkenazi. Nothing. So maybe he doesn't have a dream of the Shvue. Only the Holtzi. And the Mishnochi is that even the Chilim Shel Nigash Shabal Kocho, two of the Gash is Kavani was to be Mashbiya every member of the Tzibo. But his father will not be covered. Kavani Gash is having a Kavani that everybody should be covered. He had good intentions, but his father was not the Kabul of the Gashis, Chayyim of the Gashis Shvuyeh. So in many ways, it could not be how the Shvuyeh the Raisi of Mush Ben Pi Achim. According to Mishmuel, only the whole Tzidum is the Kiyach, Kol Yisrael. But here, it grown Yisrael is divided into Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. So, and the Sfaradim were not the Kabul. So it just half of Kol Yisrael. Half of the Tzibo does not have the key after the Mashbiya the Tzibo. So only the whole Tzibo. That's the shita of the Mishmuel, that it does not involve Nisra Raisi. But even though it does not involve Nisra Raisi, because there is no aroche of Mishmuel Piachetim by half of the Tzibo, just by Ashkenazi, not by Nisra'ati. But the aloche of Artidish Neras and Nechos and Gimorim Sochim applies it even to the Anshi Anokim of one city. B'nei Bishon, Mu'ar Bishon, Lahafik Mitzel Tzidem. B'nei Bishon, but it's not down. So the aloche is that in regard to Artidish Neras and Nechos, it doesn't require that to the whole Tzibor, called Israel. Even the B'nei Bishon of one small town who live together. So any takonin that they made is binding because of Al-Kiddish Teras Elecha. So the melee, so the Chirim Rav Nigash, called the Mishmuel, truly his government was to be imposed to the Mashbiyah, called Israel. But not called Israel on the Kabbalah, told the Ashkenazi, the Sfarim not the Kabbalah. So the melee, it doesn't tell the name of Mishmuel of Mujibiyah. Only if called Israel, if the whole Tzibo. The Rambam here says, Melech, he said, he discusses the Chiyuv Misi. So the Chiyuv Misi is only when Melech Yisrael, the Nagodo, be minded Kol Yisrael. Minded Kol Yisrael means the consent of Kol Yisrael. Here he did not have the consent of Kol Yisrael. Just half of Kol Yisrael. So anyway, there is no Mishmet Be'achim. There is no Mishmet Be'achim. So as a Shmuel, it wasn't Chal. But as under our Kiddush Teras Elecho, so even the Bnei Yehir of one city had the Kiyach to make certain takones, and if we made the takone, we are not allowed to be anywhere because of our Kiddush Teras Elecho. But it's only the Rabbanon. That's not the Raisi. And the Ramoshi is, and that is the Yehuda also, that since Klal Yisrael, for some reason has been divided into Ashkenazim and Sfaradim and they have different Minogim and different Chittes in different Psokim. So the main way that Ashkenazim with the Atzvon can be considered as a whole team. Ashkenazim with the Atzvon, as long as it's dispatched in the whole Ashkenazim. So the main way, the Chirin of Mamun Gersh, Shemun Gersh, Shemun Gersh, that was dispatching among all the Ashkenazim. And they were descendants. So the Melee, it has a deep of a Tzibo. But Chilim Shalom, Shalom Nisos Shinoshim, שאומרים לך, ניגש מתוך את חיירה, מי לא אומר, ניגש את כבר נמרו של מלאג'בי האלה. But it was not discovered even by the Ashkenaz, who had their own woman. So if Ashkenaz themselves, the Ashkenaz themselves were divided in accepting the Chayim HaMigash and Shalom Yisrael Yoshim. So that certainly did not take effect as Chomer HaTzimu. But as Chomer HaTzimu, מצער, על כדי שתר שמח, or that we don't require a whole tzibur, even if they are in a vulnerable town, a vulnerable village. So, if they make a certain takone, so in regard to themselves, it is binding under the aloche of al kidi shtir asamecha. Or because of the other mirabon, von amatom, v'achirin, mea genisya, yato vashuri, lahata b'fnei. That's why the Ramor distinguishes between the Chirem Shal Yisrael Shlimoshim and the Chirem Shal Gazo HaKocho. And when the Yehuda says that this is Bochomo, so first dimension means that it is the Rav Nigashin's Chirem, Rav Nigashin's Chirem Shal Yisrael Shlimoshim and timing. And the timing. So according to that chite, so it goes without saying. It goes without saying that it doesn't involve me, so I say. True, that it was real method of Amitam, and then it was discovered by all Anshei Ashkenaz. When Amitam reacted at me from it. But Amitam didn't even intend to impose a chire of being mashbia. Rabotam, when he reaffirmed and re-erected the chire of Negashi, it was only between a stakone, not between a shmur of Mishan Piachim. So maybe, on the score of Rabotam stakone, it couldn't be realized. And then he says, even if we say, like the Poskim, like the Yam Shoshemi, that Rav Nigashi did not impose any time limit. Did not impose any time limit. But in view of the fact that at the very outset when Rav Nigashi was Mashbiya called Israel, it wasn't discovered, so maybe even before the Erev HaShishi, it couldn't take effect as a shmue of the whole tzibur. Only when the whole tzibur is Mashbiya. And this, since the whole tzibur was not recovered, even in Ashkenaz, that could be considered, the totality of Anshei Ashkenaz could be considered as whole tzibur. But since the Anshei Ashkenaz themselves were divided in being recovered, Rabbi Nigashin's Chirem, so maybe it couldn't be considered as a Chirem HaTzibur, as a shmur imposed by a whole tzibur, not in Neis Shlimoshim. So it was only effective as a Dakone. If someone that comes, someone that comes.
Now it's the problem with the government. We want to do it.
Why? I'll
see the other day.
To the question as to whether it was Minu Rabu or not. So the BNC says it wasn't Minu Rabu. So Mele, since it wasn't Minu Rabu, so Mele, the usual rule is that whenever there's a Machlin between Sham Bisil, the Aloch is like Bisil. So you cannot say that this goes to Shechiach or to Miniach. He's one of the Chesdomo, because the Aloch is like Bisil. So that cannot be considered as one of the Chesdomo. So the Gemara has to say that the Chesdomo is supplied by the other Takone, the Iskusim is my resource of the Dinikoso. But according to the Bavon Neshav Rambam, so there is no Machlekes in regard to Inu Berobu. So what is true of Rav Meir is also true of Rav Yehisi. So why did the Gemara say Adayim Chosru? That's a very strong Kashi against Rambam. So he said, it's a good Kashi, but then the term. משכל שעל זה הפירוש מאפשרים לגמור לניחו רבי יצחק חוסכו כושי יופי, אבל מי כאילו תרוצה. weil da immer was nach Mischle und ich habe nur zu was in Indien besucht ist ja. Die kann man immer, so was mit der Herz. Heute und Münze, die käme in Psyche, bei Zinia und bei Chotze. Heute mit der Obu, bei Chotze mit Eid, die hat mir in Polikata gekommen, die Mädel, die Schamme, die Schechriat Chotze. Und in Polikata, die Kavos ist für alle. Und wie ich auch schon war, die hat mir in der Heimat, die ist mir in Bonn. Er hat ואין פסיקה, ובכל צריך למחלקת ריבור, ולוחר לימנה מייחל, ובין פסיקה מוסאי, ביצינה וכל צריך עבור לדי. ופי חוכנת כמימצה, וכן מיליון לטעמי וכל צריך.
מיליון למי?
So, apparently, he means this. I mean, this is a Balabadish Ateretz, without any wonders, but sometimes, I mean, the Balabadish, so-called Balabadish Ateretz, is the best Ateretz. Don't have to resort to wonders in every case. So he said as follows. Now, the Gemara mentions Yudches Dovo. So Yudches Dovo, the Gemara mentions that was a special situation where Chachmei Yisrael all assembled and they were misunderstood themselves to come to a conclusion on a certain level. So they began the Chachmei Yisrael when it was, and in that assembly of the Chachmei Yisrael by Elias, Chetzki, you've been going. So it's Nino the Rabu Bishama of Israel and the Atat is Chesdam. So Mimele, so apparently in the Chesdam, in the Chesdam, so it was Nino the Rabu Bishama of Israel. But that was in a certain day, a certain occasion. But that does not mean that at any other occasion at any other occasion it was never Nino Bechol Bishama Bishira. There could have been Nino Bechol Bishama Bishira on other occasions too. But in the peculiar characteristic of the discussion and that day in Aliyah's Chesky Ibn Goren was that every question that was considered by Aliyah's Chesky Ibn Goren on that day, So and there was a machlokes originally between Bishal and Bishirel, and in the end, so when all the Chachmei Yisrael assembled, so the halacha was decided like Bishama, in regard to everything that Bishama said. But on other occasions, when it was Nino Virogo, Bishama and Bishirel, so it was also, it happened many times, that the Rov agreed with the view of Bishamai. I mean, how did the Rov agree with the view of Bishamai? Because at all, I mean, Bisham Bishirel represented two separate schools. So sometimes the Talmidim of Bishamai, who belonged to the school of Bishamai, happened to agree on a certain question, and then when the Minyan was taken, when it's on the Minyan, the Talmidim of Bishirel, some of the Talmidim of Bishirel, of the school of Bishirel, happened to agree with Bisham. So it was also Nino Virabu. But at the other occasions when it was Nino Virabu, so then it didn't mean that when it was Nino Virabu, so everything was decided in accordance with the original view of Bisham. So on certain points they decided, it was decided in accordance with the original view of Bisham, and at certain points not. So they only considered on certain points, but not on all the points. But the peculiar characteristic of the session in Chesky Ben Goren, Aliyah's Chesky Ben Goren, was that on that day everything was decided 100% in accordance with the original view of Bisham, without any deviation from the original view of Bisham. Some miracle about what Mishra Rambam says as follows. According to Rav Meir, now what does Rav Meir say? Rav Meir says that Nino Virobu Bishama Al Bisira. Nino Virobu Bishama Al Bisira. And so the Achoye was like Bisham. But then he made him Bishaykh in Bichotze Ashutoyer, Omar Rav Yesi, Adai Machlekes Mkeimoneris. So it's mashma from the version of the Rambam Pirsha Mishnah in Kapach Stes. So it's mashma, and we have to say it from the version of Mishnah itself. In view of the fact that Rabbi Yisi says, Adayim Machlekes B'Keimon Medes, so So it's not only that Rabbi Yossi says, Yisrael can, and the Tanakhama, and where else the Tanakhama says, we made him Bishachia, Bechotza Shehutoya. So Bishamai, at no moment, said that Shehia Bechotza is possible. So Rabbi Yossi says, no, Bishamai originally said that it is possible. But Rabbi Yossi's Loshin implies that Adai Machleket became all matters that it wasn't Minu Virobu in regard to the question of Shehia Bechotza. In other words, it was only Minu Virobu, true, that according to the Rambam's Pshat, I'll leave it there, according to Rabbi Avrom's Pshat in the Rambam. So everybody is made to Rabbi Meir in regard to Minu Virobu. But, so what does it mean everybody in Rabbi Yossi agrees? That even Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Meir, that in regard to Shechiach, Tachas Hatzile, not Shechiach Bechotzea, so it's Nino Virobo Bishamel Abisiro, and in the end, everybody agreed. It was decided, like Bishamai, that Shechiach Tachas Hatzile is possible. Shechiach Tachas Hatzile is possible. But in regard to the case, the question of Shechiach, there is another question that was discussed by Bishamel Abisiro. Shechiach Bechotzea, so then they did not concede. So on the question of Shechiah Bechotzea, so in other words, Bishama he said that even Shechiah Bechotzea, is possible. Bishama he said that even Shechiah Bechotzea is possible. And Bishil said, and Bishil of course said that even Shechiah Tachatzina originally Bishil said, so he's kosher. But so Adai Machlekes became my medes. So that means that it was not him, according to Rabbi Yossi, it was only Nimru Virobu, Bishamai Abisilel, in the end, Bisilel considered to Bishamai in regard to the case of Shechiach Tachas Hatzimer. But in regard to the case of Shechiach Bechotzea, so according to Rabbi Yossi, there was no Adai Machlekes. But according to Rabbi Yossi, there was a Machlekes. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that there was a machlekes in regard to Shechiah Bechotzea, the machlekes remained, and Bishamai never conceded to Bishamai. So in Mele, according to Rabbi Yossi, we cannot say that this discussion on both questions, on the question of Shechiah Tachas Hatzimer and on the question of Shechiah Bechotzea, were part and parcel of the discussion that took place on that particular day in the Aliyah of Cheski Ben Goren. Because all the discussions that took place, all the questions that were considered and discussed on that day in Aliyah of Cheski Ben Goren, so Bishamai considered at the end to Bishamai and everything that Bishamai said. But some people in the commentary of Meir, So it turns out that Bishamai, that Bishamai did concede to Bishamai and everything that Bishamai said, I mean, with which originally Bishamai disagreed. Because insofar as Shechiah Bechotzea, there was never a discussion, there was never an argument. So it was, at the very outset, both Bishamai and Bishamai agreed that Shechiah Bechotzea is done. There was never an argument. So the argument was over the question of Shechiah Tachas Hatzimer, and the question in issue, so of Shechiah Tachas Hatzimer, so Bishamai, so Bishilel considered to Bishamai, so the melee it could have been part and parcel of the discussion basically in Aliyah Cheski Ben Goren. Mashiach, according to Rabbi Yossi, so originally there was a discussion on two things. First of all, there was a discussion on Shechiah Tachas Hatzimer. And Bishamai said that Shechiah Tachas Hatzimer is possible. Bishamai said Shechiah Tachas Hatzimer is kosher. And on that question, as to which, on that issue. So Bishamai, Bishamai finally conceded to Bishamai. Then there was a discussion together with this discussion. There was another discussion on the question and the issue of Shechiah Bechotzea. So Bishamai, So Bishamai originally said, Bishamai originally said that it is Mishachayah Bechotzav is possible. And Vesilo said that historia. And on that question, so even at the very end, Bishamai, persevered in their view that Shechiyah Bechotzav Historia. So that means, according to Rabbi Yisi, there was no full concession by on the part of Bishamai to Bishamai. So if there was only concession by Bishamai and Bishamai on certain parts of the discussion, not on the whole discussion, so maybe it couldn't have been discussed on that day in Aliyas Cheski Eved Goel, because the Gemara knew that everything that was discussed, all the issues that were discussed on that day in Aliyas Cheski Eved Goel, so Bishamai fully considered fully on everything. But according to Rameya, it seems that they considered on everything that they originally they disagreed with Bishamai. But according to Rabbi Yisi, they only considered partially on the things that they disagreed with Bishamai. So there was no full and total concession on all issues of disagreement, of original disagreement. So the mainland couldn't have been discussed by Elias Chaskid and Goren, because the Chachamim knew that on that day in Elias Chaskid and Goren, so as a result full participation by all Chachamim Israel, so it was Chobu, Bishamai and Bishilal, on every issue it was Chobu, Bishamai and Bishilal. And then Bishilal had to conceal on everything. So according to the mayor, it could have been part of the discussion of Elias Chaskid and Goren. But according to Rabbi Yisi, it couldn't have been part and parcel of the discussion on that day. But if there was still a concession by Bishamai to Bishamai on certain points, and not on others, so we must say that the discussion, according to Rabbi Yisi, the discussion on these two questions, of Shechiyach Pachasasimia and Shechiyach Bechotzea, took place another time. So anyway, the question is, where is the 18th? This is what Rabbi Wam says. I mean, there's no doubt that this is what he means. Because it was known to the Chazal that all the issues that were discussed on that day in Aliyas Cheskid and Goren, so as a result of full participation by all Chachmei Yisrael, so in the end, the Bishamai had to concede to Bishamai on everything. And no issue was omitted, on which they did not concede. But so according to the mayor, so nothing was omitted, on which there was no concession. But according to the Yisi, there was one issue in their discussion on which the Bishamai and on which Bishamai did not concede the Bishamai. So the mayor couldn't have taken place on that day in Aliyas Cheski Eved Goel. This is what he says. All right, now. Now the Rash. Good morning. The Rishiva came in Kabbalah Stume, and he said, I'm Mikveh. Good morning, the Rishiva came in Kabbalah Stume, and he said, I'm Mikveh, Rishiva. In other words, that the union of Kaili, the Halishem Kuhn, Gabi, Ksu, Shuvi, is to be distinguished from the Mik Kaili, Gabi, Kabbalah Stume. So Good morning, does not have the Rishiva to be considered the Kehlin vis-a-vis Kabbalah Stume, but it has the Chshivas of the Kehlin vis-a-vis Shuv. V'ilach Kehlin, so the question is, but let it become Shuv, let it become Shuv because of the Tzimah itself, the Tzimah itself is the Kehlin. So in other words, the Rash assumes, now you see the usual The usual teenager is not the Kalei. Because what is the Kalei? Passless, Petera Shura. Only if it has a kibble. Now the usual teenager is open unto signs. So the male, it cannot be the Kabel. It can become, unless he made a certain groove in the teenager. To be Kabel Freire is that's in the next Mishnah. So in other words, so the Rav and the Rash assume that this Mishnah, I mean, you are killing Tachazatzineya, and Tachazatzineya, so it is reference to a Tzineya that has a Chkak in it. Because if it has no Chkak in it, it's open on two sides, so then it's not a Kibbo, it's not a Kibbo. So in other words, so they assume that the Mishnah deals in the Tzineya, that has a Chkak, it has a Kibbo, it has a groove. It has a groove. So Mele, they have to apply it to a case of coming with a Chokikin. But if the Mishnah would have reference to a Tzineya that has no Chokak at all, not even now, so then we don't have to resort to all this.
ושהניחון בשעסקי שרובים ונספזרו וחוזרו ונזקשו ושחילה בחוצה של טוי וחוצה השולי תחס הצילה ונסמלו מנת מיקווי ונופו למיקווי דידווקה תחס הצילה הוא דפליגה בשמי דיגולו דייטי so you see that the Rash doesn't agree with the פשט of the Rambam either so that means the Rash holds like Rashi and like Rashi ended to, and that point don't the Rishonim agree. Yet, Rav Misharshi is memory, when he says, Loi Pliga, so it means, Loi Pliga B'Sham B'Sila, not as the Rambam says, Loi Pliga B'Sham B'Sila, not as the Rambam says, Loi Pliga B'Sham B'Sila, not as the Rambam says, Loi Pliga B'Sham B'Sila, not as the Rambam says, Loi Pliga B'Sham B'Sila, not as the Rambam says, Loi Pliga B'Sham B'Sila, not as the Rambam says, Now, the next mission. המניח טבלו תחס הצינר טבלו תחס הצינר אם יש לו עד לבזבס אם יש לו לבזבס אם יש לו רימס נדמר סודרב אמפסייזס סופו סופי מדלת לחסל נדמר סופוז טבלו has three rims but one rim is lacking so then it's not a real biskibble because any water that will be poured into it will simply glide down because one side is open, it has no rims. So I mean the tablet has a tiny initially vasvets, so for so with the doubt of the cell, kidish yellow biskibu, is besides a mikve, the other man shimmy. We should see a leaf so mikve the mind of the tina shikobu is a frog again, delicious. So we love But if it doesn't have rims on all the four sides, so it's not a biskibble, it's not a biskibble, so we don't have a biskibble, so any biskibble is a mitru. So it's not true. Zokvo, ridwach, v'kach u'v'kach, eino pisele is a mitru. In other words, so let's say if he inverts the kele, let's say a kele that has rims, and then you invert it on the other side, So then on the other side, in the position it assumes when you invert it, so then it has no names, so it has no kibble. So melee, the mind, suppose mind get on top of the kibble, on top of the pot. So let's say, now this is the kibble. So there's the rims. So if you set it up like this, So then it comes short, but suppose he inverts it like this, and then water drips down on here, so that water that drips down is not short, because the way it is set up, so it has no kibble. So, zok po miduach, v'nkach 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 zok po miduach ish tenuach, mitnei v'shebo, in v'nkach 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 kabalos. Now, Let's see, we'll go over the other Mishnah, and then we'll go in the Rashi. Hachitit b'tzineya, לקבל צרירס. החיל בציני לקבל צרירס, שאוהיר לרב צייס. דרך ציני למי יש פוסוח מביזון. ושממילא, it's not a kibo. It's not a kibo. ואין ביתו זה המקווה, אלו אם כן חוק על בהחקק מיד, כי לקבל צרירס המקווים, דרך המים. So, so maybe if you made a cock, so then it is a quick evil. But, so, but if it will be covered with a cocky cane, so then it wouldn't be possible anyway. Because Shom is not born, the Gemara will come and will pass us it. But here it's dealing with a cocky cane with a cocky cane. I, holy you be holy or not, there are still kish holy or tolush. Hare amai mori bring day, even though at the time that water entered into it, it's already mechubea, but Torus Yosef Chibre will pass in his Habe Torush, Torus Yosef Chibre is Habe Torush, so maybe it becomes Shaul Bikri. Haramai Mevishu, maybe Beitin Zamik. So, if the Kax, the question is, in order that it should become, the Netinia, should become a great Kibo, what kind of a Kax must it have? I mean, start with Tabea, that if there is a Mashu, if there is a little groove, a mashal, that would give it a shem great kibbutz. So there must be a certain shiur. So what, how large must the groove be in order that it should be considered as a great kibbutz? So if it is bishalayitz, sequential. So if it is a create, if the tzimah is a tzimah shalayitz, so if mechka kolshu, it can be covered. Tzrer is kolshu, so then it is has chshives of a kibbutz. Mashenkin, if it is in a tzimah shel cheres, so only if it can be mikabel during the weeks. Rabbi Yisraeli, Rabbi shel cheres kolshu, that even if the tzimah is a tzimah shel cheres, and the ka can be mikabel kolshu, not the weeks, so it also has sufficient chshives to be considered a quick kibbutz. But the Chachamim didn't mention the Shia of Reis, and would be Shivrei Kutcheres. And would be Shivrei Kutcheres. In other words, where the Kliyim, it's a fragment of the Kutcheres.
Because death is just in the remainder. A person did not like to keep in the groove of the player. But in the return, he doesn't mind to let it play there. The Malay becomes purple to their group. When he becomes purple to the group, the Malay blocks it out. So there is no groove anymore. So the Malay started to do it. Yeah, this is all from the Yombas, but here in the Zone time, in the camp, we walk up in our back. So the Malay, what are we doing? As a result of the storm coming in the town, so and the hockey is in the middle, so what are we doing? So we could say that things, what are we doing in the end stuff, if you consider it visible, so it's not considered visible. You say to the master of the couple. All right, now, get up. Then you see that here is the drop in the story, the day that I'm going to follow the past by now, the Sabbath day is an action in the Hamari. Or the coffee cook, we can copy out. Hoy por hoy lo que la crisis sobre todo está mal y me dicen que tú vienes. Si usted que está listo y se trae el mejor que tú ya en el mes fue el estilo sobre ti. El hombre de mí es el principio de hacer. Dab y me refiero a que mi va y mi me tiene que hacer la madre que mi. Hago mi flote y a ti con tu mejor que tú. Ven a lo que te hagan. Mi flaco es él. Mi tal vez es el tipo que me dio que te hago que mi mal en él. El disnar en él. Él es rey de ti. Y para ti. Soy de mi guas flaco. Porque es el caos Pesos a mí que me espalda los tiburones. Yo a las estrellas que me tiburé la primera que me dio en la segunda fioje, a mi mismo estado de vestido en la aula, de ir a Sicily. Cosa de ir a mi tiburó, quiero ir sin ahumado de ti. Quiero ir sin ahumado de ti. Si yo me cambio el cambio de un chiquito, porque se me ha dejado sin ley, un poco de dinero y me lo dice. Y bajo el de enta, bajo el de enta, bajo el de enta, bajo el de enta, bajo el de Tak ada ciri yang berkode ini di kopi. Di Paris, di Mia Hatab bertakto, lahan si Hamai di Mitra, di sana sama Mitra. Di Abu Imam Tur, di Hudi Islam di Basber, di Abu Khasal. Di ini tahu itu kerja, di sana ring tahu yang kisai, dan yang bos kisai di tahu penuhi. So ini di sini, untuk sini ini tak kiri. Ini dah mikro, kami ini kunci di dalam, kami sekarang kiri tak kiri. That is the only from three hookers. And the report is open, that is fabulous. It's done, what did it say in that case? And here is the Bechere, Pablo Jailo is Israel. So one could argue, Jailo is Israel, in other words, it was Yochid. In other words, that means it lacks one ring. But it has three rings, only one ring is left. So you might be tempted to deduce from the saying that a sailing, and saying that a sailing, that this is the halacha, that there is a raya from that reason, that even if it has three rings, but if just one ring is lacking, so it's not in a skill, because it says sailing or is bad. It doesn't say sailing is bad, but sailing or is bad. So it says, there's no raya from that loss. So Hanami Katone, hat nehmen sie dich wie Chere, tablet in Eifel in sie. So man hat gesagt, ich ja gönnt in den Dain, because ich nicht was joch ist. So immer wie das nehmen, just one ring is left in. So, but he in the presence of Billy Dain, the other was not in there, that nehmen sie dich wie Chere, tablet in Eifel, is just one ring is present. So we have to say, but he cannot be Dain. Because sometimes, you know, if Yochid is used in the reference to a number of his values, you see, so in the middle, he cannot be indicted, but even though he cannot be indicted from the Russian Amishne in the second period of the ring, but the deed is true anyway. The deed is true anyway. Just for the Drach, the Drach is negative. Ain't there to sell it to Amishne, seems to be tiny to Benach Kabbalah. Tiny to be said, Tablo cannot know Tachas Akhina in Drach to him. Ich empfehle mich, der Nostro und Dachat Akina und Dea. Ich empfehle mich, der Nostro und Dachat Akina und Dea. So, wo er wohl nicht so ein Riffe. Na, ich bin vor. Pille, hoch der Ohne Kabel zu mir, Kleina. Und noch wo er will, Harin und Mochtio. Die Hose und Maske und Rot. So, na, nur er ist Tablo, der Nostro. Der Nostro und Dachat Akina und Dea. Und Dea. Na, und noch der, das Wort. Die Maske und Kabel zu mir. So the water must come there in the hot. What he does, he's the water came there, so we just think about it. So Rebbe Shinabai, and then guess what? The king that Rebbe Shinabai fell asleep upon certain dinners. So it is not master. Now the question is, so of course, if I think somebody put up a dinner, under the chair to fill it out with water, so then they certainly host it, because he wanted to be filled out with water. But suppose he puts it out there that there's no fear, and not to fill it out, and the purpose is just to reach it. So one could argue that's not considered the host. When it's considered the host, means the water, if the water came in there, is deliberately by the buyer, then the buyer has the intention that the water should remain there. But where he put the tablet under the pillar, so the intention by the Bible was not that the water should remain there. Therefore, it should be released by the water, not that it should remain there. So here, the element of what is like it. How come I feel on that even the carbonate of Ruach is considered costly, and then you get water falls upon the pillar, so it's magical. So the Russian architect is the same of the one, every drop of water that falls upon a pillar of that water that drinks it. That drinks it, it falls upon a pillar, so it's marked, like a person. So woman saw, so having a serum is having a serum with human. So that is reference, we have to say, to the ratio of the situation. Not the same. The ratio says, God is the least of the time you are. So the melee, so it has no big people, and then that water that drops, first it drops on the tablet, and then from the tablet it down into the, and it came filled up with men saw, and all the water, all the men saw was that way. So in other words, every drop of water first drops upon the tablet, and then it drips from the tablet into the veil. So it's not just because the fact that it was on the tablet, but it did not make it shown because it had no receiver. So we have to say that the showman is right, the receiver relates only to the ratio of the detector. The case of tablet is not clear, not to the case of Shilin Shinoshin Tachatachilea, because Shilin Shinoshin Tachatachilea, Liduach. So, and then that water drips down into the Mitzvah, since Liduach means Kavone. So mainly then when they drip down into the Mitzvah, so the Mitzvah is Yisua. So we have to say that the Shom Moment Shoah Lishu Yisua relates only to the range of the Mitzvah. Hachei Tei Vitzir, Terech Tzir Yalini Fotuach Mitzvah Zori. The Mitzvah is a Mitzvah of the Chokat Me'af, Kifatino. כפשינו כאן כדי קבו שכור את המעט ומיור חמיים וכשחוק איתו ושתקו ואייר ובכהי שינה בהוכה מהיר את המחת הבית ובכהי שינה בהוכה מהיר ובכהי את המחת ואת הבית בכוכי ושתקו ואייר ואוסוף חיים את החוצה וקבו שכור ובכהי שכורי ולחוץ לזכוי דיפוחת מיובי מישהו אחר. So why does the Tanakhama say that if it is a king of Shoreim, so then it is going to be Kabo Masho, so it's considered Kibo. But if it is a king of Shoreim, so only it is going to be Kabo Revi. Why? Because maybe it is more Kibo, if it is going to be Kabo Masho. But if it is a Kibo, only it is going to be Kabo Revi. לחוץ לזכוי דיפוחת מיובי מישהו אחר. אף הוא גם, so the Rashi explained, "Af al gav kibidaki kibuchicheret chotim yirdei tichas katon kibitnam b'teirei kibbei b'teirim." So the Rashi explained that the mission of the explanation that we gave in Kabbalah Tume, so if it is there, it can be covered enough water to be so chikotim. So he got me, that's much less than a little. So then, it is considered, it has considered to have the chinas of the chinas, it's a kabotume. And here we say that in the chinas and the chinas of the chinas, so only the kibo is capable of being covered with him. But the poem is capable of being the kabo, not master for chichas kotim, but not with him. So then, he does not he does not have the chizek of the Torah. But he does have a tume. He does have a tume. He carries the chizek of the Torah. Even if he does not have enough to, even if he does, can't be recovered. So the Rash mentions the big chizek. He says, Hoshom, Kitam, Kirin, Abu Dhabi is that is the head of Koshi because he has got to get down to the very thing. The Shivre Shalem Tarim, the Shivre Kailin, Nanjom, Miluka Soberevi. Miluka Soberevi. So that's very strange. I mean, the Rash says that the reason as to why, the reason as to why, now he's discussing Tanekame, not Rabbi. He's discussing Tanekame. So Tanekame says that even if the Shire or even if the Kele is a Klechere Shole, not a Shire Klechere, but a Klechere Shole. So it only has the Halation Kele to make it into Shubi, even if it can recover the Kele Klechere Shole, can recover the Kele. But if the Kele Klechere Shole can recover the Klechere Shole, can recover the Klechere Shole, but not the Kele Shole, it does not have anything of the Kele. It's not the same as the Kele. It's not the same. So why? Because we got the Shuvi, so even if the Kele Shole has the same Shia as we got the Tume a Shiva person. As we got the Tume a Shiva person. A Shiva person. So this is what the Rashi says. In other words, we got the distinction between the Halation Kele Rigabi Shalom and the Halation Kele Rigabi Kabbalah Stum. So Rigabi Kabbalah Stum, we say that if it is Lechere Shalom, then it doesn't require a big skill. Even if it's people of Kibitzich Haskopi, gives us enough Shire to be considered a Kele. But if it is a Shire Kele, so then only the fragment of the Lechere is taking Kabbalah Stum. Then it's a chile. The Gabi shows, so even the Klichere Sholem does not have chile of the Kele to make it into show, unless it has the symbol of a disease. But unless the shield that is applicable, the Gabi is applicable in connection with the Kabbalah Stume, the Gabi Shiva Kele is applicable in connection with show, Even in the case of a Kiddush Shalom. You have to understand, why is it like that? Right, why is it like that? Now, this is what the Rash says here. The Rash, in the state of Kiddush, has the same question. How is it that here in his voice, that the Tanakhama says that even a Kiddush Shalom, a Kele Sholem does not have the chesimus of a Kele unless he takes the Kibla of a belief, and there in the Beit Kele, so the Mishnah says that if he takes the Kibla to the Kabbalah to the Kibla Kotor, so he takes the chesimus of a Kele. And there he doesn't give this direct. That regarding Shol, so we apply the same shield to Kele Sholem and to Shiva Kele. But regarding Kabbalah to me, so we have two different jewels. Two different jewels. So this is the character we give here. There, the Rashi, the Beit Kele, he says that the Elach Lamed, that if, let's say, if the groove would be made for the purpose of being covered with water, let's say, suppose someone would make a groove in the Tineria for the purpose of retaining water. So then, even if the groove would be so small that it would be able to keep only the water up in the Sikhat Kot, not to the disease, so it already would become shown. But in this case, this Mishnah references the case where the groove was made not for the purpose of being recovered water, mashing, but for the purpose of being of retaining cheap. So in view of the fact that the groove was made for the purpose of retaining chips
cooling, not much, eh? Some melee requires a bigger vehicle. Now we are going to send this to him. I mean, but there is a difference between the terrace given by the Rash in the green cooling and the terrace given by the Rash.
All right, now we'll discuss that in next year. Fine. Now, let's say, I just want to finish the Rash. Hoye tsuis mis lachlich in sechon, dobe do in hedik shaya bilo shi mis lachlich. Shai hidit nam isa kakel. Mi gufat ha, mi gufat ha, hobi is am chalet, mis metet, losen chalva mal kopis, sa mitzvet, mi pato kibule. Vi nir vish kovua, um hudet yo, tsuen, tsine chokuk, mis tue samayim agal, mis loshen, mis tue nao, tsa vizirich nishe. So mi kam, mis kam lo, mis tue samayim uto, mis mokim pip, roch, mis emsa, mis lo, mis kabole, kol, mis lo, mis lo, mis lo,
So the Rav says, in a great Mishneh, in a great Mishneh, very valid Mishneh deal. So there is an appointed between the Talmud and Rabbi. So we got him too. So I think he can see that the Rav is crazy. So the way he told you, the reason that these people he told you, so he can show you. We shall have it, but in the Sina and the Sina shall have it. So then the disciple must be large enough to be the couple of the week. Otherwise, it's not so. The Vilti says that we shall have it. So the Rash is the Kashir. Why is it that the Kamer here requires that the disciple should have the week, should be capable of being the couple of the week? And if it if the disciple is incapable of being the couple of the beast, so then Nacho and the Gabi Tume, so saying, so everybody agrees, I forgot to be back into the Hele, according to the Sirachot, that even the disciple is so small that it can only be the couple of my Mashke, to the Sirachot, which is much less than the beast, so it's a little Gabi Tume. So the Rash is the terrorist, the Shiva came in the Rash here. He's the terrorist, the Shiva came in the Shom, the Luka, so the Rish. So the King, the Jaya Kabbalah is to me. The Jaya Kabbalah is to me. So we say by Shiva came, in other words, it's here before it was a big quicker. But then the book and the fragment, it is the fragment. So then our he is the fragment of the year to call. We had a show. So can we become a Levi? Then it becomes two. But here, so now the Rash there, so says something else. He the Rash there says that the, not that there is a distinction between Kriheres Ligabi Kabolestume and Kriheres Ligabi Show. But when here, so the Bishkinachrami, if the Bishkinu, if the Bishkinu would be made, the Akkad would be made for the purpose of being the Kabul Mahi, so then the Gabi Shov too, even a small Bishkinu that is capable of being the Gabi or Mashke, the Bishkinu, so would make a show. But here the Akkad was made not to retain the Mahi, he doesn't want the Mahi to be retained in the Sinai. On the contrary, he wants all the Mahi to pass through the Sinai, but to retain the chief, the trailer. So where the disciple was made for the purpose of retaining chief, then it must be a relatively large disciple. This is what the Rash says there. But here the Rash says that the distinction between the shield, the disciple, the size of the disciple, regarding Kabbalah Stume, and the size of the disciple, regarding Shol. So the Gabi Kabbalah Stume, we say that is the Klicheres, the Klicheres Sholem, so then it is the Kabbalah Stume, even the Tzibu is relatively small, can you see Haskot? But only if it's the Shibu Klicheres, then the Tzibu must be large enough to be the Kabbalah, to be the Kabbalah Levi. And the Gabi Shol, so even if it's the Klicheres Sholem, it can only pass off. It can only make it in the show if the disciple is relatively large, it can be the Kabbalah Levi. In other words, Ligabi Kabbalah Stume, there is a distinction between the Klichere Shorei and the Gister, the Shobo. Masha Inkini, Ligami Shoal. So he's like the Chere Sholim as the same Shiloh. We have to understand this. Why is it? Now, The Mishnah King says that if it is, has a certain shio, so Mele, it is the Kabbalah. So what's the shio? So the Mishnah Kelim can say that if it is, if let's say when it was a Kli Sholim, so it was so large that it was capable of being the Kabbalah, the Luke, the Atzor, so then the Shever of the Kelim is the Kabbalah too many, it can be the Kabbalah of it. But suppose it was larger, the Kli Sholim was larger, so he saw that society more than he saw and less than society. So then the Shivre Kele is the Kabul Tume, it can be the Kabul Hotel. Suppose the Kele Sholem was even larger, the society is Vacholich. So the Mishnah mentions here the Shiuri in Shivre Kele. So in other words, so it all depends how large it was in the Kele Sholem. So if it was the book of the Abdor, so then the Shivra in the history has to be the Kabbalah revisited. So the Shivra of the Rambam is the Yitzchet in Pirik, the Yitzchet, the Yitzchet, the Yitzchet, the Yitzchet, Halacha Yud. Kol HaKelim, Shemishiru, Vinitzidu, Tzorosom, באמת לא אמורים, כשהוא יבחר את זה, צריך לקבל בי המשקי, כשהוא יאחר השמישי, לא יצומו, אבל הוא יוח לקבל כניסים לכם את זה, so אין לי לקבל אותו. So בשביל את הרמבה מי, זה דהור הלוח הזה, תיסטר את לקבל אותו, אם תתקן בי לקבל לבי, נתקן בי לקבל לבי, so that is only, or that only applies to clear. But not the other kids, not to claim up Chet, not to claim, only to claim Chet. The Haggad is Chet. The Haggad says that the Aloha is history. History means a fragment of the Chet. So the Haggad cheating is that Gita, the Kabul, Stumer of history applies to all things. It's not limited only to claim Chet. So he says, Domar Avon, come on, it's Amba all day. He called him Shayez, but he says to him, raise me there. שהכלי המשבע, ואין זה נעים לבד ולא חודש אינו. So, in other words, because there are common משניות that say that if a Kele was משבע, and it's still capable of being אין זה נעים לבד ולא חודש אינו, so it's become to me. So we see that it applies to all Kele, not all Kele with him. Now, but this does not present any absurdity, any difficulty. Against the Rambam, because the Rambam was Midayit in the Moshe, because it's Chesha, you can see in the Lohi Yud. For a Kelim she nishbiru v'nifzidot zuroson, in Shibreya Mikab Nintum. Now, the expression Psura in the Rambam is used most of the time in philosophical discussion. So, in the Lohi, he constantly uses the Lohi Psura. In Halacha, he very seldom uses the Lashon Tzura. He uses it in Tumah, and he also uses it in Chometz Matzah, that Pash is Yisidot Tzurose. But he usually doesn't use the expression Zure, I accept the philosophical discussion. He said, Atire, so he constantly keeps on mentioning the word Zur. The moment Zur. Now, so in order to understand what the Rambam means by Zur here, in the Kaskelim, so we have to take notice of the meaning of Zur in Yisid Atire or in Merin Bukhi. So the Rambam says that everything consists of matter and form, of Bilom and Zur. So in other words, so what is Zur? What is the definition? So of Zur, the definition of Zur is in Yisid Atire. Zur means that the Zur of a thing is the potential of fulfilling its peculiar function. Let's say you watch. So this is the Bilom of the watch. According to the Rambam definition. But suppose it stops because it's at the Tzura, because it tells itself time. What is the peculiar function of the watch? To tell the time. So if the watch stops, it is a game of the Tzura. But when you wind it, and it moves, and it tells the time, then it has a game of any Tzura. So Tzura means the potential of fulfilling the peculiar function of the thing. Now, what is the tzur? The Rambam says, what is the tzur of a human being? So that's the seichel and the conscience, I mean, whereby it distinguishes between right and wrong, between true and false. So that's the tzur. So now the tzur is the peculiar, the potential of a thing or a person, whereby the thing or the person is able to fulfill its function. So the melee, so it is reasonable that when the Rambam uses the term Tzur in Keli, so it has the same meaning. Now the Rambam here, all of a sudden, he says, because it's Ches all of you, so a Keli shed Yishbiru v'nipsit osorotot, a shivreya mikablin tumet. So what do you mean v'nipsit osorotot? So in conformity to the meaning of Tzur, you see that Tzur, Yisid HaTzorotah means that it cannot fulfill its function. In other words, the Raizid is marked against the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that the Alochi of Tzorotah Tumen by Bistere is peculiar to Cheret, but it doesn't apply to all other Kelim, but Kama Mishnes, that even if there was a Nishba, but it ain't so main Lachto. So it's still become to me. The answer is Eidokaname. If, let's say, it all depends what kind of Yeshiva to play, how it works. Sometimes, yeah, it's Eile, and a little piece, it kicks off. So, but it doesn't interfere with the fulfillment of the function of that Eile. Now, let's say you have it hot, or even if you have it glass. So it all depends. If it will kick off at the bottom and you have it mounted on the glass, alright? So then it interferes with the fulfillment of the function. But if it will cheap off on top of the Kele, so it's still AC main lachan of the Shaino. It just doesn't look so nice. But it doesn't interfere with the fulfillment of the function. So the Mele, then it becomes Tume, because of the couple of Tume of the Kele. But that's one kind of issue. But here, the Rambam says, for a Kele, you should need to be able to the Tzorotot. In other words, that the fulfillment of the function is substantially interfered. Even though we can still fulfill the function a little bit, but it is substantially interfered. This is what the Rambam means by the Nisvitosorotos. And Shibreim Mikabu Tumo. Avokishesla Shvorim Ruim Mitashnish. But it is substantially interfere. There is a Hefter Tzure. Chut Mishimrik Becharet. So there is a special halach. And if Amram is Mashma, the Rasakosu, the Chut Becharet, so that implies only by Becharet there is a halach. Even if it is also. But when does the Mishnah say anything in the Lachtos? That is, if there is no substantial interference in the fulfillment of function. Let's say a little bit was broken off from the top of the Kelet. So then it becomes Tume, then it's the same Tume as the downbroken Kele. But where there was such a break in the Kele, that that the substantial interference with the fulfillment of function, even though it still fulfills the function. Avokisha is a shrolim huilitashmish. Let's say you have the Hitler ahead, and then the bulk of the Taylor broke off, but you still have the bottom part, and you can still be becoming a release in that bottom part. So it's Mr. Osson, but it still can fulfill a certain function, a limited function. So then by other tables, if it has this other tables, it's not the calculator. But by Leferes, it is the calculator. This is the Shiv Rambam. Mashiach came the Shiv Haidavi, that when the Mishnah says, it's in Eim Lachton, that means this threat. That is his threat. So according to the Haidavi, the halacha that this there is in Kabbalah is not a special halacha. It's the same halacha as a kele, but the Mishnah tells us it seems that he lacked on. So then it's not kele kele. It's not kele kele. You can call it kele kele, but it's not kele kele. So it's the same thing of Kabbalah too. Mashiach can call it the Rambam. So if it is. If there is no substantial interference with the fulfillment of the original function of the Taylor, then it becomes all the Taylor Mamikautum. But by Chavez, there is a special aloha that even if there is a substantial interference with the fulfillment of the original function, still by Chavez becomes to me, and only by Chavez. So I thought the Rambam we have to say is a special aloha by Chavez. It's a special bintum by the head. Now, so we can explain the Rashi. I don't know what the sheet of the Rashi is. Whether the Rashi, there is the Rashi, but the Hebrew doesn't say it explicitly. Whether the halacha of history applies to all children like the Raivet, or it applies only to the Heret by the Rambam, I don't know what the Rashi is. But this Rashi, the Rashi says that Gabi Shubi, so even if Rishonim has to, requires the shield of Yisrael. So in other words, in regard to Kabbalah Stume, there are two shields. There is a distinction between the Kulishovim and a Yisrael. Because it's a Kulishovim, so even if the Mishkibu is relatively small, it's only large enough to be Kabbalah Mashke, and if it has gotten, it's a Kabbalah Stume. But the Yisrael, so that here to fall was the Kulishovim, and now it's only a fragment of the Kulishovim. So then, it can be Kabbalah Stume only in the Mishkibu is relatively large. Mashiach can be Kabbalah Stume, so even the Kulishovim must have a relatively large Mishkibu. So what's the Pshat? And it can be explained according to the Rambam Shita and the Kulishovim Shita. Because Shou is fundamentally distinguished, the Kulishovim Shou is fundamentally distinguished the thing that Kalef makes it into Shou is fundamentally distinguished from Kalef in Kalef and Ligabi a couple of students. Because Ligabi Shou, so the halacha is, what does it mean in Kalef to make the Shou? Even for glowing or for Yavoni, that are not Ligabi Tumet. So they do not have the Hashime of Kalef, Ligabi a couple of students. Still, they have the Hashime of the Kalef to make the mind contain therein into Shou. Why? Because the whole thing of Shou is based upon the Halei Shem Kli Kibbul. Not Halei Shem Kele, but Halei Shem Kli Kibbul. Mashiach came with Gabi Kabbalah Stume. So Kul Matres, even Pshutus Kul Matres, has the Halei Shem Kele, and it's with Kabbalah Stume. It has no Kibbul. So the Halei Shem Kele, with Gabi Kabbalah Stume, is based upon the function of a Kele. A Kele means, by definition, it's a Kabbalah Kabbalah means that it can fulfill, it's a tool, it's a weapon, it's a certain vessel. It can fulfill an important function. So the melee, with Matres, is the Chshivet of the same way, even if it's just in the cabinet, if you should have been master. Play, play glory, play agony, does not have the chivas of the tailor, even if he tells the people. Play heres, what's the aloha by the heres? So, the aloha by the heres, that if you should have heres, it's not the capital. And, but, if the heres is the people, is the capital. Is the capital. Now the Rambam is the challenge of the same Maloche Cheret. Should it be Cheret? Can you be able to keep the Yishul Chon Shol Cheret of Halim to them? Eilu in the Kav in Tumim Na Tumim. So it's too much to be better. Who in Na Tumim Na Tumim? Shenema Asher Yitil Mehem El Teich in Yitmo. Kol Shem Yishul in Teich Lichol Cheret in Kav in Tumim. Vishay Eilu in Teich Yitoy. Vishay Eilu in Teich Yitoy. So in Meile, that means that by Lechere, Master in Yitzibu. But we cannot say that that is the aloha of Kabbalah Tumim David Lecheret and the aloha of Kabbalah Tumim David Lecheret are based upon different concepts of Kabbalah Tumim. It's the same concept of Kabbalah Tumim, but and what is the concept of Kabbalah Tumim? In other words, the Kehler depends on certain the important function that fulfills an important function. So, has the Chivas of the Kehler to become Tumim, but it all depends. Even if it's like Lomim and Koyagoni, so even though it has a function of Tibur, it's not an important function by Koyagoni. So the main way it does not fulfill an important function, Koyagoni and Koyagoni, do not fulfill an important function. So the main way they do not have the Chivas of a Jewish Kabbalah, even if they have a Jewish Kabbalah. Koyagoni, if it fulfills the function of being the Kabbalah of containing something, then it's considered to fulfill an important function. But if it is an important function, even if it is beautiful matter. So it's not that Kuicheret, that the aloche of Kabbalah Tumim, Kuicheret is based upon the Halishem Kuicheret, and Matres is based upon the Halishem Kuicheret of Tashmi. No, Kabbalah Tumim in general is based upon the Halishem Kuicheret of Tashmi. But it has to be a Tashmish Choshev. So, Kleidolim, Kleabonim, so we don't have a Tashmish Choshev, even if it has a Tibur. So it's not considered a Tashmish Choshev. In Kleicheres, so a Tibur is considered a Tashmish Choshev. Other Tashmish in Kleicheres, let's say a Nehra Shocheres, or a Shulchan Shocheres, so a Tashmish Shocheres is not considered a Tashmish Choshev. So, the Mashenkin metal, so the Tashmish is considered the Tashmish Choshev, even if the Tashmish does not consist of Tibur. But it's the important thing, the Halishem of Tele is not the Halishem of Tle Tibur, which Abba Tabu has to make. It's the Halishem of Tle Tashmish, not Tle Tibur. But by Tle Heres, any Tashmish other than Tibur is not considered a Tashmish Choshev. By Matres, other Tashmishim are also considered Tashmishim Choshuvim. And by Kleidolim, so no Tashmish is considered the Tashmish Choshuvim. Even the Tashmish of Choshuvim. Even the Tashmish of people. But the Halizdin Kele, Lidavi Kabbalah Tumim, is not the Halizdin Kleidolim, but it's the Halizdin of Kleidolim. I mean, that's a double question for me. But now according to the Rambam, apparently, when the Rambam says, that there is a halacha of distance, and distance is account to men, there is a special takos of the Rambam says. And it only applies to Kleicheres, not to other Kelim. So the Mele obviously points the Rambam, the tume of distance is not in the same halacha of too much Kelim Shleim. But it's a special aloha. If it can be the same aloha as Kelim Shleim, it should have right all Kelim to be master too. So it's a special aloha. So apparently, according to the Rambam, while the general Halishem Kelim in Kabbalah Tumim is not the Halishem Kelim of Kelim, but it's the Halishem Kelim of Tashmish, but there is a special Kelim of Kelim. The sister of Kleicheres is in Kabbalah Tumim, and there the Kabbalah Tumim is based upon the Halishem Tumim, the Halishem Kleicheres. That's why is different. If we have a big couple of students, big women in the show, so if it is a cliché, so then the Halish, the couple of students is based upon the Halishen, three Tashmish, but by the Chavez, any Tashmish other than people, is not a Tashmish Choshu, just as Chavu Kligoni and Kliagoni, no Tashmish in the Tashmish Choshu. So by the Chavez, any Tashmish except for people is not in Tashmish Choshu, but people is in Tashmish Choshu. But the two main cliché is the Halei, is based upon the Halei Shem Kli Tashmish, not the Halei Shem Kli Kibu. So the Melee, as long as it has a Kibu, even though the Kibu, the big Kibu, is relatively small, it can only be the other line to the Sikhas Tosin. So then, it already has the potential of fulfilling an important Tashmish, the Tashmish Choshu. It can contain enough water to be so hegoki, to be so a child. So the Melee, even though it's rest of his heat, is considered to have the Tashmish Choshu, so it's the Kabu Tumeh. Masha'in came by this day, where it's a special halach. Masha'in came by this day, where it is a special, where it is a special halach, that this day of Lichares is the Kabu Tumeh. So they are the Tumeh, the Tumeh of this day of Lichares, is based upon the Halishen Flekibu of this day. So since it's based upon the Halishen Flekibu, so then it must have the Kabbalah Shuma, a Kibu of a substantial thing, not a Kibu of a Mashu, but a Kibu of a substantial thing. So what is the Shia that the Mishnah clearly mentioned regarding Kabbalah Stume of this day, that is the original Taylor. If the original tailoring was capable, was so loud that it was capable of being mitabeil more than you at the door, so then the gister in order to be mitabutume must be capable of being the stipple must be so loud that it should be capable of containing the ribbon. And means the original tailoring when it was showing was even larger, that it contained more than it saw up to society, so then the gister in order to be able to make must have a people of the hotel. So they are why they different here? Because the Kabbalah Stume of gister is unlike the Kabbalah Stume of the Klicharishol. The Kabbalah Stume of Klicharishol is based upon the Halei Shem Klitashi. But it has to have, it must be able to fulfill a Tashmish Choshu. So if it has a big stibble to contain Kiddushin HaSkotin, some Melee, it's a Kli Tashmish Choshu. But even though it cannot contain the whole thing. But anything that Kabbalah Stume of history is based upon the Halei Shem of Kli Tibu, some Melee it must have a big stibble Choshu. So if it can be Kabbalah HaSkotin, It fulfills the Tashmish Choshu, but it's not a Kibu Choshu. The Tashmish Choshu is Kibu, because you can be sort of copy, but a Kibu Choshu is Kibu. So the Melee only if it can be Mishabe or Rivi. So the Melee, this is not the Rambam, according to Rambam. So the Hashem, if we say that they're not the Kibu of Rambam, we can very well understand that's why the Rav distinguishes between Shubim and Kabbalah Stume. So regarding Kabbalah Stume, there is a distinction between Kisoleim and Kisoleim. But anything that we know, so there is no distinction between Kisoleim and Kisoleim. Both have the same feel. Why? Because for the same reason as to why we distinguish between Kisoleim and Kisoleim, and the Easter in the Kabbalah Stume. Why do we distinguish? Because the Kabbalah Stume is showing is based upon the Halei Shem in Tashmish. So the Melee doesn't have to have a large, the Kibul is small, the Kibul is not. But anything the Kabbalah Stume of Easter is based upon the Halei Shem in Kibul.